This is the sound of PCJ.
Media Network Plus.
Well, hello everyone. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Coming up today, we're going to have a review of the PL660 shortwave receiver from Texan. Also on the program, the Chinese media printed a story this week not knowing that it was a satirical piece about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. We have this and much more, so stay tuned. This is Media Network Plus, the show that has no carbon emissions. Well, Paulette McCrory is away on vacation this week, so she will be returning for the news next week. As they say, no news is good news. Anyway, you are listening, of course, to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International, heard on the World Radio Network, partner stations everywhere, and, of course, online. Now, to begin today's program, we're going to be talking about a shortwave radio, a particular shortwave radio that is extremely popular. It's very popular indeed. And a number of you have asked that, well, we talk about it and to get our viewpoint of this receiver. Now, I have it with me right now. I'm going to take it out of its case. There we go. And here it is. Now, I know this is radio and you can't see it, but I'll tell you what it is. It is a Texan PL660 shortwave receiver. This receiver came out a while ago. It is an upgrade from the Texan PL600 receiver. I have to tell you, first to begin, let's talk about some of the features that it has. It has the air bands, so you can tune into the airport frequencies. It has single sideband, and a very good single sideband, I might add, shortwave, medium wave, and long wave. It has an input for an FM and shortwave antenna, and different antenna gains, DX, normal, and local. It has two tone settings for treble and bass, a headphone jack, and a jack for power supply. What's nice about this radio, and this is something that I think more shortwave radios should have, and that is a charger built into the radio, which this one does. So if you're using nickel metal hydride batteries, you can leave them inside the radio and charge the batteries directly inside the radio. Great idea, and I really think that more people should be doing this. It also has time, alarm timer 1, alarm timer 2, and is a very, very easy radio to operate. The prices on this radio range from $120 to $150. So, okay, it's a little bit more expensive than maybe some other Texan models out there, but really, for the price, it is an excellent receiver on all bands. Now, the studio that we're in here at PCJ, this radio wouldn't work at all well because we're surrounded by concrete. But in the control room, just through the glass, we have a window in the control room. Outside the window, we have a long wire antenna. The audio out, or the headphone out, of this radio is connected to the mixer. So, Kevin, can you fade it up a little bit now?
...to hear of the dangers of reporting the violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Our reporter prays for his life. Catch up with us. Go to bbcworldservice.com/bitfloor.
BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Well, that, of course, was the BBC World Service on the Texan PL660 receiver. Now, normally, you're probably saying to yourself, well, that really doesn't sound too good. Well, considering that we are in a city center and we have an external antenna strung up between some cement pillars, that's actually not bad. Kevin, can you now tune to 9475, which is Radio Australia's Chinese service? And then when you do that, fade it up. All right, here goes.
Mm-hmm. 天气呢，今天是多云，零下6度到4度，上海是多云9到14度，香港多云阵雨17至21度，台北有雨20至23度。
That was Radio Australia's Chinese service giving the weather on 9475 kilohertz. Now, like I said, if I took this receiver home, we would actually get much better reception. We'd also have much better reception if we were able to put the antenna in a place where it's not now. I mean, right now, it literally is tied, this long wire antenna, between two cement pillars, and it's covered by some roofing. The reason why we didn't take it outside or anything, or take the radio outside to record the clips, because it's pouring rain. So considering the setup that we have, actually, this is really good. Like I said, if I had the receiver at home on one of my antennas, you would hear a total difference. Now, there are some other nice things about this radio. Like I said, if you're somebody that travels a lot, it's very universal and covers every part of the band. First, the air band, from 118 megahertz to 137 megahertz. The shortwave bands from 1711 to 29,999 kilohertz. The long wave band from 100 to 519 kilohertz. The medium wave band. Ah, now this is what's nice. It actually has two medium wave bands on the radio, and it's a matter of going into the settings and adjusting it. One of the medium wave bands begins at 522 and goes to 620. The other one is from 520 to 1710. And that has to do with the 9 kilohertz skip that's used in most of the world compared to the 10 kilohertz skip that's used, let's say, in the United States and Canada. The FM band is also quite interesting. It has the standard FM band beginning at around 87 all the way up to 108 FM. Now, if you're somebody that travels quite a bit, and let's say you're going to Japan, because Japan, the FM dial begins at before 87. Well, just go to the settings, and then you can have the radio from 76 to 108 megahertz. The other nice thing about this radio that I like is the long battery life. Really, a long battery life. Now, I'm using some really good quality Energizer rechargeable batteries. And I've used this radio quite a bit. I've taken it on vacation with me. And I think the last time that I charged the batteries in this radio was maybe 3 months ago. So it works very well on battery power. And what's nice, like I said, is that you can, when it's time to charge the batteries, I don't have to take them out of the radio. I can leave them inside, which I think is fantastic. Yes, the Texan PL660 receiver. You know, the more I think about it, and I think about this radio, it's a little bit heavy for its size, but I mean, it's a good quality radio. It's built, it's quite sturdy, has a good BFO switch for single sideband, upper and lower sideband, pretty decent volume control, and frequency knob. You can either go fast or slow on it, or you can punch in the frequency directly. But one of the things that I was just thinking about the other day, if this company, Texan, could take a radio like this, the PL660, and add one more thing to it. Now, to be perfectly honest, there is one thing that, if it's on a radio or not, I really don't care, and that is long wave. It could be there or not. It doesn't concern me at all. But you know one thing that would be excellent on this radio? You know what that is? If it had DRM, Digital Radio Mondial, if they had that chip inside, considering how sensitive this radio is, that would be a major, major plus. So if any of you from Texan right now are listening, think about it. I think a DRM chip in this radio would be an excellent, excellent idea. Now, how much does this radio go for? Like I said, it goes for between $120 and $150. There are a number of retailers online where you can buy it from, all based in Hong Kong. And trust me, for that price, you're getting an excellent, excellent receiver. On FM, also very sensitive. I've picked up FM stations on this radio from China, which is across the South China Sea, that my other FM radio can't pick up. excellent, excellent radio. Do go and check it out. And by the way, we're going to have a video review of this radio very soon from the Media Network Plus videos. We're working on a new one right now, and there will be a video review of this. You're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio. Stay tuned. We have more right after this.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Next week on the program, by the way, we're going to bring you another installment of our conversation that we had not too long ago with Andy Sennett, and that's going to be on next week's edition of the program. Also coming up towards the end of the year, well, actually the last show of the year, we're going to be bringing our annual bloopers program, which should be a lot of fun. Now, this is something, actually, that I think could go into a blooper show because it is just so strange. Now, as you know, many newspapers and magazines around the world at this time of the year will release a list of, like, you know, the hot cars to buy, or the hot gadgets, or the hot actresses, or the hot actors, the big movies of 2012, and also, you know, the sexiest man, the sexiest woman. Well, there is a sexiest man list that's out there. It included a 55-photo spread. Yes, a 55-photo spread. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is first, but I'm going to maybe just read directly from the article itself. It said, with his devastatingly handsome and round face, his boyish charm, and his strong, sturdy frame, this Pyongyang-bred heartthrob is every woman's dream come true. Blessed with an air of power that masks an unmaskably cute, cuddly side. Oh, how nice. Kim made the newspaper editorial's board swoon with his impeccable fashion sense, chic short hairstyle, and of course, that famous smile. Who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now you're saying to yourself, well, we know about this story because it's been in all the headline papers around the world. Because a newspaper in China, the People's Daily, on their website, published it and said The Onion names Kim Jong-un the sexiest man for 2012, not realizing that The Onion is a very popular satirical newspaper, pretty much in the same line as Private Eye is in the United Kingdom. Now, how can this happen? And it, by the way, it's not the first time that newspapers and media outlets in China have taken stories from The Onion. It happened, I think it was in 2002. The Beijing Evening News published an article that appeared in The Onion saying that U.S. Congress was looking for a new building and they were planning to leave Washington, D.C. And they also did it again a few months ago because Chinese media picked up a story that an Iranian media outlet ran with, and they went public with it. Now, this story about Kim Jong-un, you'd think that, well, it was just down to the People's Daily website with 55 pages. Well, no, it wasn't, because it made it on the morning TV news on CCTV in China and also on the morning show of China Radio International in Beijing. About 30 or 45 minutes after the story broke that the People's Daily published this, it was promptly taken down. Well, to find out more about this humorous story, we're now joined by Skype with our own Jocelyn Ford in Beijing. Hello, Jocelyn.
Hello, Keith. This is a pleasure to be here to talk about the 55 pictures of the world's sexiest man, Kim Jong-un.
I'm a little leader. Hurt. I thought I would have made the list. Oh, you know.
I'm sorry. Sorry, you just did. You know, it was that picture of Kim, the North Korea's top leader, on his mottled white horse, which really got me, looking so heroic. I mean, I'm getting choked up as we speak. Why didn't you save this for April 1st? I mean, really.
Yeah, let me ask you, because this is not the first time that onion stories have been picked up by news organizations in the world around the world, but of course they seem to be picked up by news organizations in countries like Iran and China and some other you can say funny countries. But this one here, this just strikes me as, how can this happen? Are the editors at the People's Daily so completely out of touch with the reality that they really think this was a credible story?
Let me tell you actually how this can happen, having worked inside Chinese media in the past. You've got a drive for readership. So if you have sex or sexy in the top headline, you know, you get those clicks. Everyone wants clicks, right? So you see this headline, and then you've got this, a blind spot for understanding the rest of the world. These editors inside of some of these organizations, shall I say, they're not trained to use their brains when they're evaluating news stories. They may not be aware of what's going on in the rest of the world. And oftentimes there is still this sort of a blind, somewhat of a blind faith, despite all the criticism of Western media, is that Western media somehow is superior, it's from a competitive society, et cetera, et cetera. So they just probably plucked it up. No one was thinking, and plopped it down. Now, I think, you know, there was some speculation, somebody had a sense of humor. I actually don't think that's the case, because you don't put together 55 pictures and spend all your time putting this beautiful photo album together of your beautiful North Korean leader without, you know, if you're going to take it down in an hour. So I think essentially this just suggests that there's a lack of professionalism in Chinese state-run media, which we're all aware of. And I think it also points to, the problematic education system here, where people are not trained to think. They're just trained to repeat what they've been told or what they've heard.
But, you know, the thing that's odd about this story, it's actually not the first time that it's happened in China. It happened a number of years ago when another Chinese media outlet, I think it was the Beijing Evening News, ran with the story that U.S. Congress was planning to build a new building and they were planning to move Congress outside of Washington. It also came from The Onion. And then just even a few months ago, the Iranian news agency picked up a story on The Onion that said Mohammad Ahmadinejad was extremely popular by white Americans, and white Americans would want to go to baseball games with him. And then China picked up the story, and I'm thinking, wait a second, guys, you would think that, you know, The Onion, if you just Google the name, you'll come up with a lot of very funny stories.
Precisely, that's the problem. People here are not trained to do any basic reporting. They just, you have to put something in front of them and say, do it, whether it's truth or a lie, it doesn't matter. In fact, some of the netizens, some of the Chinese online were, you know, quite embarrassed, because they know that the People's Daily is being made a laughingstock of. And they said, well, look at, don't associate the People's Daily with the Chinese people. Apparently CNN said, you know, The Onion fools China, something like that. And they said, you know, don't confuse us with those, they didn't say jerks, but that's what they meant, the fools
nincompoops
there. And one of the netizens said, and don't think that we all have such bad taste as People's Daily to assume that to think that he's the sexiest guy on earth. It's quite funny, because as probably most of your audience knows by now, a lot of the more truthful reporting actually comes off of Weibo, China's version of Twitter. And there you get, you know, a lot of fun comments. Well, you know, this is no different from any other People's Daily story, because we don't expect to write anything true, so why should this be true? The real irony comes off of, you know, China doesn't, don't you dare think China doesn't get, the Chinese people don't get irony. They do, and they enjoy it.
Well, let me ask you, Jocelyn, I mean, at this very moment now, we're the day after this came out, and the People's Daily, of course, removed it from their website, but unfortunately they didn't remove it in time, because in today's world, within a matter of moments, screen caps were popping up on other websites to show that they actually did this. I mean, today, what kind of discussions do you think are taking place at the People's Daily? Do you think they're going to, you know, suspend people or go after people for doing something like this?
No, I don't think that anybody's going to leave over this. If they had said something truthful about a top leader of the nation involved in corruption, you know, heads would roll. That person would be out of a job. I don't think this level of mistake would cause that. I could be wrong. But I do think it is actually worth, you know, to step back, a little pause for seriousness. Also, at the People's Daily, at the same time, released a 15-photo review of the sex tape official at work. Now, I don't know if you've been following this scandal, but there is an official in Chongqing video of him having sex with an 18-year-old has emerged online, and he's now out of a job. The person who leaked that is somebody in Beijing, and it was interestingly enough that the police came and said, "We will protect you as a whistleblower." Now, these two sexy photo spreads at the same time. One wonder, and there is some speculation or questioning whether the Communist Party new top leader Xi Jinping, where will he fall on press freedom? Is he going to use the media to out, you know, social ills? What's going to happen to the whistleblowers? And I think those are questions worth looking at. I think it's quite interesting since we know that in the Western media is doing the same thing. You put sex in the headline, you get more clicks. That, whatever. And it's interesting to, you know, to ponder for a second whether that's they're trying to be, you know, more populist, more friendly, and they're just blundering their way to it. But heck, they got a hell of a lot of clicks off of this, right?
Maybe well, that's the best thing, of course, is what the Onion, which rarely updates stories, actually updated this story.
Very important story
concerning, you know, Kim Jong-un being the sexiest man alive. They updated the story and at the end added, for more coverage on the Onion Sexiest Man Alive 2012, Kim Jong-un, please visit our friends at the People's Daily in Web China. And they put a link to the People's Daily website, a proud communist subsidiary of the Onion.
A subsidiary of the Onion. Yeah, this is going to wake up a few people, one hopes, in the media to say, you know, how can we perhaps approach our jobs without making ourselves into a laughing stock, you know?
Well, thank you very much, Jocelyn. I'm sure that if something develops on this, you'll be with us once again to give us the latest. Ah, what's next? Keith Parent named the sexiest man in China. That's a good idea. Maybe we should start that rumor. Okay, you're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. Now, for the past 7 days, we have had absolutely terrible weather here in Taipei. It has been raining literally nonstop. And it is gray, and it is extremely depressing. Now, I was just told by our good friend Dan Hensley, who is our propagation editor, that reception is also going to be very poor over the next few days. How poor exactly? Well, here he is to let us know more.
Here's propagation for the week from December 1st to December 7th, 2012. The 10.7 centimeter flux is 100 on December 1st and 2nd, 105 December 3rd, 115 December 4th, 125 December 5th and 6th, and 130 December 7th. The A index starts out at 8 on December 1st, dropping down to 5 on December 2nd, back up to 8 on December 3rd, spiking at 10 on December 4th. The A index is 8 on December 5th and 5 on December 6th and 7th. The KP index is 3 December 1st, 2 on December 2nd, back up to 3 on December 3rd, on December 4th spiking at 4. December 5th is 3, December 6th a KP index of 2 and the same on December 7th. Decaying sunspot AR1618, not to be confused with growing sunspot AR1620, erupted on November 27th at 1557 UTC, producing a last gap solar flare ranking M1.6 on the Richter scale of flares. NASA Solar Dynamics Observatory recorded the extreme ultraviolet flash. Sunspot AR1620 doubled in size again. It is now a behemoth almost 10 times as wide as Earth. A movie from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory shows the sunspot materializing over a time period of at least 48 hours. The sunspot has been relatively quiet, producing no strong flares. However, the sunspot's magnetic field is rapidly changing as the sunspot grows, and rapidly changing magnetic fields have a tendency to reconnect and erupt. NOAA forecasters estimate a 35% chance of M-class eruptions in the next 24 hours as of November 28, 2012. Solar wind flowing from a large coronal hole should reach Earth on December 1st and 2nd. As sunspot 1618 passes out of view, we only see three sunspots this week. They are 1620, 21, and 22.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan Hensley. Before we end off, I want to remind you again about a couple of special programs that we have coming up at the end of the year. There's going to be a special four-hour edition of Happy Station that'll be on the air from 1 to 5 hours UTC. That's from 1 to 5 hours UTC, targeting listeners in North America and the Caribbean. We're going to be putting up the details on our website very soon, so go and check it out. Also, I wanted to tell you about a couple of very special editions of Media Network Plus that we have coming up at the end of the year. Our annual blooper programs, including bloopers from this very program, involving myself and Paulette McQuarrie. Somebody asked me one time, when you and Paulette record the show, it sounds like you have a lot of fun. Actually, we do have a lot of fun. And if we didn't cut out any of the bloopers, this little 30-minute show would be a full hour. That's why we air it once a month as a fifth. No, I'm being silly. We have a lot of fun stuff. And also, some bloopers that were sent in from you, the listener, from various parts of the world. So that's coming up at the end of the month. Now, if you wish to listen to this program again, as well as catch all past editions, visit the website www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. And as always, we love to hear from you. You can write us anytime, MNP@PCJmedia.com. That's MNP@PCJmedia.com. To end off today, we're going to end off with one of my favorite singers from the island of Jamaica. His name is Desmond Decker. Here he is singing the Jimmy Cliff classic, You Can Get It If You Really Want. So on behalf of Paulette McQuarrie, who's still on vacation, and Dan Hensley, this is Keith Perron. We'll see you in 7 days' time. 73s to you all, and 88s to the ladies.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution. Your mind set on a dream. You can get it, the heart it may see now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. Yeah. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. Will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, is the sweeter the victory.